Commentator Rick Cleveland is a TV writer. Right now he's on the staff of HBO's 6 Feet Under, a show about the Fishers, a dysfunctional family who own a funeral home in Los Angeles. And that, he supposes, is why he got an invitation recently.
About 5 or 6 times a year, someone from my union, the Writers Guild of America, calls me on the phone and asks me if I wouldn't be willing to take part in a panel discussion of some sort or another. The Writers Guild of America sponsors a lot of panel discussions for its members. Sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no. Recently, I got asked to sit on a panel for a discussion about mental health issues for young people. All the other people scheduled to be on the panel were experts in their field, doctors, researchers, and psychiatrists. Me, I'm a writer, and that makes me an expert on, well, practically nothing. But still, they wanted me for this panel. The nice panel discussion woman on the other end of the phone asked me whether or not I had ever written a mental health issue storyline for one of our younger characters in any given particular episode. I explained to her that every character on our show is a walking, talking mental health issue. If the characters on 6 Feet Under didn't have mental health issues, we wouldn't have a show. I asked the nice panel discussion woman why it was that mental health issues like schizophrenia, borderline personality, bipolar disease, generalized anxiety disorder, clinical depression, and adult onset attention deficit disorder all seemed to live under the same umbrella. The nice panel discussion woman told me she didn't know, but she thought I had made a good point, and maybe I should be a part of the upcoming mental health issues for young people panel discussion just to share my perspective. But then I asked her, what about physical health issues? No one ever seems to use that term. That's because leukemia, cancer, lung disease, heart disease, ALS, AIDS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and herpes, they each have their own advocacy group. They all get their own panel discussions. And they all have their reps who like to come in and talk to the writers on practically every show on television in an attempt to lobby us into writing about their disease. There's even this one group called Last Acts, and they come just to talk about the different ways characters on any given show might die with both accuracy and a little dignity. Then I told her, the nice panel discussion woman, off the record, that I don't know a single writer who isn't on antidepressant medication. I know some writers who say they're not, but I think those writers are lying. For that matter, I don't know a single person, young or old, who doesn't suffer from or wrestle with some kind of mental health issue. Not just here on the West Coast or on the East Coast, but everywhere in between, too. I finally declined to be on the panel. One, because I really didn't feel qualified. But two, because I suffer from generalized anxiety disorder, and more lately, I'm finding it harder and harder to leave my house.
Rick Cleveland is a writer and supervising producer on the show 6 Feet Under.